A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and all over the world. Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at government's intention to visit the diaspora and facilitate the dualization of citizenship.
Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora have been demanding that the government respect the constitution and allow them to have dual citizenship. But the government was slow in implementing this constitutional requirement, with some accusing it of denying them dual citizenship because it was afraid they could vote for the opposition MDC party.
The government, however, says Zimbabweans in the diaspora will be assisted in becoming dual citizens starting next month.
This follows an announcement by Portfolio Committee on Foreign Affairs Chairman and Makonde Member of Parliament, Kindness Paradza, that they will start issuing documents to allow dual citizenship to Zimbabweans. Many people hope that dual citizenship will open opportunities for them, including voting in Zimbabwe elections while they are in their country of residence.
What are your thoughts on this?
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday.
We are also live streaming on our shows right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Yebo, Zulugandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela udaba lokubana uhulumende uthi yena usezaqala ukuphathisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zibe lalokhu okuthiwa ngesilungu i-dual citizenship, okutsho ukuthi ziyabe sezizizalwane zeZimbabwe ziphinde njalo zibe yizizalwane zamazwe lapho eziyaba zihlala khona. Siyazi ukubana lolu ludaba oluke lwangani luyakhathaza eminyakeni edluleyo, lwasiwa emthethwandaba kaningi-ningi ngabanye ababe yalelwe ukuthi babe le dual citizenship. Kodwa ke hayi, uhulumende uthi lokhu sokuzedlula kusukela ngenyanga ezayo ekaJulayi, kuzeza iqula leziphathamandla zikahulumende ezizahamba zipotapota emazweni aphetheya belungisa ke lona lolo daba. Siyazi njalo ukubana lolo daba luke lwavimba abantu ukuthi bakhulume kakhulu ngodaba lokuvota. Yes, siyazi bathi bona hayi, thina sifuna ukuvota sisemazweni angomakhelwane. Jonga.
Ongu vadiwa vatereri nevatariri, nhasi muchirongwa tine nyaya inofanira kunge ichifadza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvakawanda zviri kunze kwenyika. Inyaya yagara vanhu vakawanda vachichemera yekuti vange vachibvumidzwa kuve zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri, nyika yavagere neZimbabwe yatinoti muchirongo dual citizenship. Vakawanda vanga vachiti sezvo mutemo uchibvumidza izvozvo, sei hurumende isiri kuvapa mukana iwoyo, asi tanzwa kuti paramende yeZimbabwe kuburikidza nekomiti inoona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika vanenge vachitanga mwedzi uri kuuya iwoyu waJulai kupinda munyika dziri kunze kune vana veZimbabwe, vachisangana nevana veZimbabwe vachivapa mukana wekuti vange vachiwana dual citizenship, muchipiwa mafomu yekuti munge muchifila kana pane zvinodiwa kuti munge muchiita magwaro iwayo kuti munge muchibvumidzwa kuve zvizvarwa zvenyika mbiri. Vazhinji vanenge vachitarisira kuti kana zvaita izvi wobva wange vaane mukana wekuvhota vari munyika dzavari. Asi handizvo zvega zvinouya nekunge mune dual citizenship. Kune mikana yakawanda, munogona kuvhurawo mabhizimusi, munogonawo kuita zvakawanda zvido zvatei tichizonzwawo kuti zvii zviri kuwanikwa mugapu iroro. Tisapedza nguva taita rombo rakanaka, tabata sachigaro wekomiti yeparamende inoona nezvekuchidzana nedzimwe nyika. vakaindinesi paradza vatori parunhare izvozvo vakamirira kuti munge muchinzwa zvavainazvo nekupindura mubvunzo yamunee muinayo mimwe yamaa muchimboti bvunzo yasingagone kupindura togamuchirai nemufaro vaparadza muchirongwa chedu
manheru akanaka kwamuri mese muzimbabwe nemi muri kudiaspora hamene kuti masikati here kana kuti inguva iko
ikuno kwatiri kuwashington masikati handizivi vari kuaustralia kuti inguva ii nekune dzimwe nyika uko
zvakanakai.
Thank you so much. Maybe we can start nekungoti titaure nechirungu kuti we heard what you promised Zimbabweans in the diaspora starting from July that you will be visiting them and facilitating the dual citizenship documents. Maybe you can explain on that, Honorable Parats.
Thank you very much. What we are doing as Parliament is that we are going to visit a number of capitals and see and talk to our Zimbabweans living in the diaspora and try to hear their grievances and also their submissions as citizens in the way we should do our business as Parliament and as government. What we have arranged so far is that the Speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Advocate Jacob Mdenda, is going to lead the delegation to visit London, to visit Brussels, to visit Stockholm, to visit Washington. Primarily to meet our Zimbabweans in the diaspora and also to talk to our counterparts in those parliaments. In the case of the U.S., we are going to meet Congress, their Foreign Relations Committee, and talk to them on a number of issues. And one of those issues is about ZIDERA, the issue of sanctions. Then the Speaker is going to have a meeting with his counterpart, Madam Nancy Pelosi. Equally, he is going to do that in the UK. And in Brussels, we are going to see the Commission. And also, you know, Zimbabwe is under sanctions right now. But that aside, we are going to meet the diaspora, and what they didn't know, most of our diasporans, is that the Constitution allows them to hold dual citizenship in the countries in which they are right now, and also they are Zimbabwean citizens. And what we are taking to them is that we are going to, we have already discussed this with the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Kane Ngala, with the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Dr. S.B. Moyo, and also Mr. Masanga, who is the Registrar General, to issue our Zimbabweans in the diaspora with the relevant primary documents in the form of birth certificates, death certificates, IDs, passports, and other documentation they may require. This is the long-hanging fruits right now. Right? You can also try to talk about the issue of diaspora vote. Yes, we are going to hear it from them, and we are going to they are going to tell us what they want the government to proceed. However, on the issue of diaspora vote, the current Electoral Act does not allow diaspora vote, and because our voting system is constrained best, it's word best, it's sender best. So we have no constituencies in the diaspora. We have no wards in the diaspora. We have no voting centers in the diaspora. However, we are going to have Electoral Act amendments. And when we have these amendments, we are going to discuss, debate about these issues and come up with a proper format on how to proceed. So this is where we are right now. We have set up the debt, and all these capitals that waiting for us to come, and we should be in the United Kingdom between the 10th and the 13th. And it's going to be very exciting in the United Kingdom during this time. Minister S.B. Moyo is going to be there as well. And not only that, Minister of Environment and Tourism, Honorable Mfumira, Prisca Mfumira, is also going to be there at the same time. And she is going to hold roadshows up to Scotland, trying to woo Zimbabweans and others who are not Zimbabweans to come and visit Zimbabwe. So that is the tourism agenda. She's going to do that. And in our case, our agenda is about the diasporans. Our agenda is about re-engagement with those governments I've talked about. So this is what the situation we have right now. And we are expected to be in the U.S. in Washington between the 15th and 16th of July. Then in Brussels, 17th, 18th of July. And in Sweden, 19th and 20th July. These dates are flexible. We are going to get feedback sometime this week from the Harare-based foreign diplomats where we are going to visit. So this is what we are going to do. Let me also tell the diasporans who are listening as of now. As I told you last week, that we're going around the country trying to solicit citizens' views on the proposed Zimbabwe Investment and Development Agency Bill, ZIDA Bill. This bill, we have as a committee agreed that we should have some incentives for Zimbabweans in the diaspora, so to enable them to come and invest back home. And I must tell you that yesterday I had a hearing in Parliament from the old ZIA, Zimbabwe Investment Center, chief executive, Zimbabwe Special Economic Zones, and also ZimTrade, and also from the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Manzo. And they are all in agreement that in this bill, we must insert a provision to say Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they must be given incentives. And these incentives must be clear in the bill. So this is what we are doing for our diaspora.
Very interesting, Mr. Paradza, Honorable Paradza. Welcome to the show. It's Chris Gande. Mr. Paradza, yes, you are talking about, you said the issues over the diaspora vote, which many people in the diaspora are really concerned about. Now, is there a plans to make it possible by establishing those wards and constituencies which are prohibiting the facilitation of the vote?
Well, it's not feasible because where they are, it's out of our jurisdiction. So we cannot establish wards in the U.S. We cannot establish wards in the U.K. Is it not even in South Africa, because it's beyond our jurisdiction. So when we are going to discuss, as I said, these law reforms, electoral law reforms, so we don't know how we are going to come up with a proper solution. Possibly we use our embassies as voting centers, and I don't know how we are going to structure that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking off cuff. Mm-hmm. But as I said, we are going to have electoral reforms, and the president himself, he wants all these reforms. These reforms, I must say it now, they are not being forced on this administration. No, it's actually President Mnangagwa who has said he wants to establish these reforms. He wants to introduce these reforms. These are voluntary, non-conditional. They're unconditional reforms which he is doing. And he has told me point blank, because we have regular meetings with him. So this is very clear. He wants these reforms done and a number of issues to help move the country forward. That's what he's doing.
Thank you so much. Honorable Ramba Nyimuri Parunare, Chris, we have Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango, Wari Parunare. Also, there is a caller. Maybe Unutanga Watora Wamasuku, there is a caller.
Yes, Mr. Bango, welcome to the show. Just hold on there. We have a caller, like Jonga said. Salam Laleli. Unjan Laleli.
Nangkwana Unjan Mamuzan.
Ay, say a pila. Unhappy Gomsa.
Hayi, ngiseZimbabwe, ngiseNkabazwe.
Ah, okay, ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Hayi, lokho okwenzakalayo lokhu into esingani siyayidabulela kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu abasemazweni labo babe namandla kukho konke okwenzakalayo ngapha ekhaya. Ngakuyukuthi yena umnumzana uMnangagwa uvumela into efana naleyi, ngishayela intombi impela. Baningi abantu abasemazweni bayakhala bakhala bezama ukuthi mhlawumbe singalungiseli ibizo. Ukuhamba kwabo phela sontando yabo. Kungaba yinto nje ukuthi abanye babehlanganele ezindizeko zonezo esingabe thina sazesile ukuthi lati bizile. Kodwa bona bakwanisa ukuthi bayakhona hapo. Bajabula kakhulu banganikeza ithuba labo sebengikhona hala ukuthi bavote. Bantshengiseli ukuthi ilizwe labo bayalithanda kakhulu. Ngoba into esikhona lapha sikhala nje ngelizwe leli ngoba abantu asebenamakhanda amakhulu sebebalutshwana abalamakhanda amancane baba baningi. Ozowubuza ukuthi siwahlani samakhulu lamancane ilizwe lingani liyafika umampela. Wawu kwamanje sekulingele.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu. Okay. Jonga, the caller there is applauding the move by government. He says it's a good move because at least it will it shows you know the government is willing to
let the people. And it's also serious.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear from Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango. Welcome to our show, and please go ahead and give us your thoughts.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, for everyone who is listening to Studio 7. Siyaweza amagama ayethulwa ngumlisa laphana, siyawabonga kakhulu lawo magama, ngamagama amahle. Ngithemba ukuthi abakhumbulayo noma abalokhu ngizwa ngikhuluma esikhathini esiningi lokutsho ukuthi abantu basediaspora kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi bathi basifake into serious consideration. Indlela yokuthi basifake into serious consideration because the diasporans they play a major role ezintweni ezenzakalayo eZimbabwe. I would say currently ezizinto zingakhona which is out of control of anyone. But kathesi idiaspora yibo abadlala indima ukuthi abantwana bahambe esikolo. Abantu abagulayo bathole izimali from ama-relatives abo from diaspora ukubancedisa ukuthenga imithi lokubathengela ezinye izinto abazidingayo mhlawumbe abaphila lobugogathize abanidi ukuthi baphile ngeminye imitshina bayenelisa abantu abasediaspora ukuthi bathenge imitshina lana bahambise ekhaya kungayisiko mtshina kuphela even economically I think the diaspora is the badlale indima enkulu kakhulu ekuthini nxa bengabe recognize ngendlela abafisa ngakhona iZimbabwe ingaba ingaba endaweni enhle kakhulu as far as ukuthuthukisa nxa zonke ngingalalela ngezwe laphana umphathi laphana esithi ukuza benzima ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi akula ndawo akula ndawo abalama wards noma abalama villages ukuthi mhlawumbe bazathi how do you identify someone who is in Manchester noma someone who is in Sheffield or umuntu oselizwe oselondon ngibona engathi okokuqala nje lokuyana into eqakathekileyo ngokuthi kule embassy yeZimbabwe la laba England okuyindawo okokuthi kuqala bahle yindawo okuqala ukuthi kufanele ukuthi kukhangelwe yona leyani embassy kuqala ukuthi abantu abaseduzane bengahamba baye kasta amavoti abo kusetshenziswa i-embassy. Then from lapho kulamadorobho amakhulu afana labo Birmingham afana labo Leeds okuzindawo okwaziwa khona ukuthi kugcwele abantu bakithi abangahamba labo Manchester okungahamba abantu bakithi bayihlanganela khona ngale so leyana ngibona engathi it's a matter of ukuthi i-government ikhangele ibone ukuthi abantu abaku diaspora abaningi kangakanani njalo ibisiseneliso ukuthi bafake into serious consideration ibanikeze amathuba ukuthi labo benelise ukukhuluma lokho abakufisayo ngoba bathi your vote is your voice mina ngokwazi kwami so i-voice yabantu base-diaspora bayayifisa kakhulu ukuthi izwakale ngendlela efanayo layena le yakathesa ukuthi abantu base-diaspora badlala indima enkulu ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lasezimbabwe inloba lisebunzimele obungakanani so ngibona ngathi lokhu abakwenzileyo ukuthi baphume umkhankaso bake babona ukuncedisa abantu basezimbabwe abahluphekileyo abangelazo ezinye izincwadi abangelazo ezinye izinto abazidingayo kakhulu abafana ukuthi ngabe bazithola ezimbabwe ngibona ngathi kuyinto enhle kakhulu akube ngumhlahlandlela okuqalisa lento kodwa njalo akube yinto ukuthi ayipheleli kwalapho iqhubekele phambili njengesifiso sakasikhulumileyo ukuthi bazakwenza konke lokuthi i-diaspora iyenesi ukuvota so kuyinto esibongayo naleyana kodwa sithi okukhulu sifuna ukubona izenzo kusenzeka izinto zilalezi abaye bazikhuluma kungabi kuukuthi kubuya nje ingeni kuzalala emahotela kuphela but kungabi lento eqiniso esifuna ukuthi sibone ngoba nxa singakhangela kathesi izinto sezatshintsha izinto eziningi we now live kwi-new era i-new era le esikiyo isifuna abantu babahamba nezandla baqhubekele phambili bayenelise ukwakha ilizwe labo elezimbabwe ezinye izinto nxa sekubuya okunye okungathi kuyehlula kodwa nxa kuye kwafika kwathola abantu bezimbabwe bebambele izandla kungela abanxaphayo besithi hayi thina vela sivunyele ukuvota kungela abanxaphayo besithi hayi thina vele sivalelwa phandle kuba yinto enzima kakhulu ngibonge njalo lokuthi indaba yokuthi abantu basediaspora bazayenelisa ukuthi baphiwe ithuba lokuthi those wants to come and invest bazayenelisa ukuthi babuye bahambe ezimbabwe banikeze ithuba elihle a-transparent way okungela ukuthi nxa ufuna ukuthi wenze i-business sofanele uqale uyehlangana lomunye umuntu muva kwesivalo lokhuyana yinto ebulalilizwe yinto engalunganga yinto esifuna ukuthi tasifuna i-total i-transparency ukuhamba phandle kwamanye amazwe you see so many things ozibana ukuthi ilizwe lakithi siyalekha lokhu ngoba bathi ukuhamba uzala induna uhamba ubona lapha lalapha ubona ukuthi ilizwe lakithi nxa singenza lokhu lalokhu this can work for abantu bakithi kuukuthi ngithemba njalo ukuthi ngokubuya kwakhe ungathi kuza kuqondana lelanga esizabe sinebukalaza gathering lapha e-UK ngithemba ukuthi sizabe nendlela ukuthi sikhulumisane labo ababuyayo bayenelise ukuthi bazobakhona kubukalaza gathering ngoba ibukalaza gathering layo ngeyinye into esayenzayo lapha e-diaspora ukuthi abantu benelise ukuthi nxa bebuya bezosichazela bachazelele abanye abantu isotoni bakalaka actually aba-invited kuleyo program even noma ngumuntu ovela ngaphi kuza kuhle ukuthi kungathi kuqondele kuhle so yinto esibongilayo kakhulu yana siyithanda ihlombe lento eyenzakeleyo
okay thank you so much ungabamba ucingo sithatha umlaleli jonga
yes sir tinemtereri anzi thina mkoma Wilbert Parunari mkoma Wilbert makadi
tripel makadiyo
muri kufona muri kupi
Manchester UK
UK Manchester aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu pindai tinzwa pfungwa dzenyu tina honorable kindness paradza vanoisa chigaro wecommittee inoona nezvekudzidzana dzimwe nyika mudare reparamende varipo parunhare ipapo taura izvinyi
thank you I just want to welcome him and I welcome the move they are making I've got just two points to make first of all the issue of diaspora vote I think we need to be honest with ourselves. This issue has been going on for a long time, and Zimbabwe is one of those countries with a really big population outside Zimbabwe. And therefore, then for other smaller countries to allow their citizens to vote in Zimbabwe, we are struggling. It's most unfortunate. And I think if we're being honest with ourselves, this issue has been going on and should have been sorted out by now. But the other issue I would like to just ask the Honorable Paraza to comment on is this issue of lifting of the sanctions. I think most outsiders, including the EU, the Americans, Commonwealth, have said our elections were not free, fair, and credible. And therefore, then the question then arises whether we are arguing that the sanctions should be lifted, regardless of the fact that the elections were not free, fair, and credible, mm-hmm. or is he saying the elections? elections were free, fair, and credible, and therefore then the sanctions will be, should must be lifted.
Yes.
I think that point needs to be clarified. We cannot
spawn
having it both ways. We can't have our cake and eat it too.
Thank you.
No, he's, this phone dropped.
Hello, Anzi Naria, we are Dona, Honorable Paraza, Saka, we are trying to reconnect with him. We lost him. I think as soon as we get back to, he gets back to the show, we'll pass on these two questions to him. Thank you so much, Mkoma Wilbert.
Thank you.
Yes, listeners and viewers, we are trying to reconnect with Honorable Kindness Paraza. His phone just dropped. I think it's the issue of connectivity in Zimbabwe. But the other issue, yangai chibunzwa ni wanu Christi, kuti dai tabata zakare Honorable Paraza, ndiye nyaye mitero. Some were asking whether they will be expected to pay taxes. And someone was asking me, if that is the point why the Zimbabwean government is trying or is going to implement this move, yekupa vana Zimbabwe magwaro iwayo vachiti kuitira kuti vana Zimbabwe vange vachizobhadhara mitero, so that Zimbabwe yowana mari iri kunetsa iyoyi nokunzi iri kunetsa yekunze, dai takwanisa kubata zvakare Honorable Paraza vatipindura panyaya iyoyo. Regai tinzwe vateereri vedu pa Studio 7 kuti vari kuti tineva nyora pa vioishona Facebook, anzi namkoma Steve Chicks, zvinotora makore mangani kuchinja mutemo kuti diaspora ivote. Be serious guys, ndofunga vanga vachitaura panyaya yataurwa na Honorable Paraza yekuti nyaya yemutemo wezvesarudzo parizvino haubvumidze kuti pange pachivhotwa nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze. Ndofunga ndiyo iri kubvunzwa namukoma Steve Chicks kuti zvinotora nguva yakadii kuti zvinge zvichiitwa izvozvo, hurumende ngaive serious. Then mukoma Donald Mamboma, anzi ndifonereiwo, tiri kufonerai mukoma Mamboma. Then tina Nicodemus, anzi Matariro, manhero akanaka. Then mukoma Steve Chicks, anzi what about dual citizenship issue? Ndofunga wangu asina kunzwa apa achitaurwa na Vaparadza kuti ndo yavari kuita kuti vana veZimbabwe wangu vachiwana kubva muna July. Vana veZimbabwe vanenge vakupuwa that dual citizenship, asi vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachivhota, ndo zvavati zvinenge zvichizogadziriswa. Panotanga pashandurwa mutemo wesarudzo kuti vanhu vazokwanisa kunge vachivhota vari munyika dzavari. Hanzi pane fana kuita maelectoral law reforms. Then mukoma Dennis Gorivoto, and but there are SADC guidelines. Why is he saying it's impossible in your diaspora voting kubunzwa? That mukoma Carrington Mangwiro, if that sounds good, and all what we are going to do with business laws and business tax incentives, access to finance for small to medium businesses, nofungwanga like some bunzwa. Then the mukoma Dennis Gorivoto wadzoka kuti South Africa is implementing diaspora vote. Honorable, we can learn a lot from them and implement diaspora vote. The government have capacity, but it knows diaspora vote is for opposition, in my opinion. That is in his opinion. Vabva vangojekesa kuti ndo mafungiro avo, ndo vatinawo vanyora pa Facebook. Shona iye zvino Chris.
Yebo Jonga, hayi siyathemba sizamthola njalo umnumzana Kindness Paraza, ngoba imbuzo ikhanya hayi imnengi evela kubalaleli bethu ikakhulu ngodaba lwe diaspora vote. Mnumzana Difa Wajapi Bango, ukhona?
Ngikhona se.
Sizwile lapha la uzwile umnumzana Paraza ekhuluma ngodaba lwe diaspora vote. La uke wafaka nje imbono yakho lapha lalaphaya, kodwa ke ubona njani udaba lolu, ikakhulu nxa ukhangela ukuthi amanye amazwe afana labo South Africa, Botswana, Zambia lamanye njalo bayavota beku diaspora?
Mina ngibona ingathi ilizwe lakithi indaba zokuthi umthetho utshintshwa nini noma utshintshwa njani yinto ebeloko siloko sicasha ngayo, kuyinto esingafuni ukuthi siphumele egcekeni ngayo. Ngoba umthetho ukutshintshwa kwawo, nxa bephuma phandle behambisa abantu ezigabeni besiyababuza ukuthi bafuna umthetho sekelo ukuthi ume njani, ngitemba ukuthi ama-amendments kulento ababeyizwa ukuthi lay is an outcry eyabantu abaningi eclear, engadingi ruler ukuthi izimeshe ukuthi ubonakale ukuthi straight.
into indaba yediaspora vote into abantu abaningi abakhala ngayo yiyo into eza abantu babambelele ezinye izinto bangathi babuyele emuva ngenxa yokuthi awusoze unikeze umuntu ukudla nxa uqeda laphana ubususi nxa isithi uyamukela ubusekela ukudla lokana kuwela phansi usitaka dobhe phansi nxa sudobha sekule nhlabathi akufuze ikudle lokana sekuyingcekeza. So yinto ebaluhlupho kathesi esiyibonayo. So I think it's quite critical ukuthi indaba yediaspora vote should be taken to serious consideration, because as far as I'm concerned, abantu bakithi, they've shown ukuthi they really admire and they really love ilizwe labo eleZimbabwe. They've shown nakho konke, it's that undoubtable. There's nothing abantu abaphandi kwelizwe abazondayo ngelizwe lakibo. Abantu beZimbabwe bafubona iZimbabwe indlondlobala iqhubekela phambili. Abantu abakudiaspora basisa kakhulu ukuthi bahambe ekhaya kulungisa zonke izinto, banikeza ama opportunities. Meantime, nxa bengakahambi ekhaya besalungisa lokho abakulungisayo besasediaspora, abanikeze amathuba afanayo lalawo mathuba lawo abantu abaseZimbabwe, ngoba badlala indima efanayo noma it's even more than indima eyenziwa ngabantu abasekhaya eZimbabwe. Ngibe sengibuya njalo labe bengathi umnumzana laphana nxa ebuyile ngisezofuna ukuthi ngizwisise ngendaba yemthelo, ukuthi indaba yemthelo leyi bafuna ukuthi nxa kukuthi iyafakwa iyabiza fakwa ngandlela bani, ngoba kathesi abantu abaningi abasediaspora balemizi ekhaya balezindlu ekhaya abazithelelayo. Nxa kukuthi imithelo yamabhilidi ngibona yathi lokhana sekufanele ukuthi bakhangele ukuthi umuntu lowo uyenza ibhizinesi bani engenza ukuthi abhadale omunye umthelo ongasomthelo womuzi ongasomthelo wendlu yakhe. Njalo abantu balezimoto bayabhadala imithelo leyana. Kodwa nxa sekubuya emthelweni ukuthi uyatheksa umuntu ngenxa yomsebenzi, you can only tax, ungenza umuntu ukuthi abhadale nxa umuntu lwana kuyukuthi umuntu lwana usebenza eZimbabwe kulento ayitholayo from economy ephakathi kwelizwe leZimbabwe. You cannot tax babugande umuntu ongamaziyo ukuthi usebenza ngaphi noma uyenzani, ngoba abanye abantu bakudiaspora mina ngiyahamba around the world, I've seen abanye abantu ukuthi bakhona abantu bakudiaspora asebeqede iminyaka bengasebenzi for ama reasons okuthi you cannot just, like for instance English, you cannot just wake up in the morning ukuhambe emsebenzini. You need to have the proper documentation. You need to have NIA yakho. You need to have so many things. Kathesi, they check, bayenza ama-checks before they could even employ you. So you cannot just wake up in the morning and say, with the England, I'm going to work. So I'm a paper on my Kalugi. You could be in diaspora for about 7 years. But when I'm doing it for 7 years, but I'm 5 years, then I'm a paper. So, you know, those are all the things that they have to put into consideration. So, as ukuthetha umuntu omazi ukuthi usebenzani. EG, for instance, nanginje mina ngasuka eZimbabwe, while ngathunywa ngohulumende ukuthi ngiyosebenzela like ama-diplomats. Noma ngizosebenzela at the embassy, noma ngizosebenzela msebenzi thize, ngize England. Noma ngise America, yimi esengiyabe ngilo mlando ukuthi i-tax yami ngiyibhadala i-tax yomsebenzi elizweni laseZimbabwe. So umbola ikona kwa kwathi kube clear kakhulu emthethweni yabo bayifakayo bengafaki bese sibhala kunye ngamabala amancane. Ngoba izinto lezi ziqhakathekile babugande, ngoba nxa sithi abantu beZimbabwe abe free ngelizwe labo, abantu beZimbabwe ababe happy ngokuthi bazo investa elizwe lakibo.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Bango. Please do stay on the line. Vamambe utino gamchira emuchirongwa chedu. Asiregai tingotanda tatura mutereri. Vamakweni variparu narato vatazuka kunemi vamambe. Vamakweni pinda ya emuchirongwa.
Maskera fehimu koma jonga.
Aywa ndaskera zakanaka. Ndino imbo uti maskera zakanaka. Murikupi?
Sita South Africa.
South Africa. Aywa nyairi pondiyo itine urombo kuti. Honorable Paradza foni yao ya kata ndofunga pangwe moto wapera sezvo kuZimbabwe kumagesa ari kumboenda kwemanguva kwema awa akawanda pamwe moto wapera asi tiri kumboedza kuti vabata zvakare asi vanga vachitaura nyaya ndofunga mama akateerera
chokwadi nyaya votarinzwa asi ngavabva vanyatsobuda pachena pane zvese nekuti asi kunyanya kuvavimba kuti sei vafunga kudaro gozi ngavanya kutaura zvese zvinodiwa kana pane zvinoda kuzobhadharwa kana kuti vachida kuti tizoterera kunyika mbiri kuno kwatiri kushanda nekuZimbabwe futi ngavagare vatonyatsotaura tigare taziva izvozvo tirege kuzoita senge vati varege kuzoita kunge vativandira chokwadi nhau yekuti vanotaura nezvemasanction ivo pachavo vari kumbotaurira nawo here pavanenge vari kumaofisi avo vari vega pachavo pachizanu kuti zvatiri kuita izvi zvinoita kuti here tinoti vanhu vatibvisire masanctioni vagotizwa bhozi hapana kana tiri kumbochinja kana vanhu vari kungosungwa zvisina kana musoro vachipomerwa mhosva zvisina kana musoro yaunoyatoona kuti apa hapana zviripo apa kungoiudzvaniriri chete hunenge huchingovepo saka ivo pachavo mbavatanga vatotaurirana vagadzirise pese vozonoita vachitaura kuti tachinja ichi nechichi nechichi tarinaiwo muone mega vanhu vachiona vega then vane simba rekunotaura kuti masanctioni tibvisireiwo iri nhau yekuvhota kwediaspora chinhu chavanonyaya kutya ndechekuti hava dzimwe nguva access yekuti vagone kuzoriga maelection kudiaspora inogona kuvaita senge inova tinesei mbichana kwete kuti vangataura kuti hanzi hatina mawadza hatina chii haisiyo nyaya iyoyo haisi point vanongotaurirana kane nyika yacho vanhu koinda vamwe vari kuvhota vemuno musouth africa vakavhotera kunyika dzavango vari how did they make those words saka communication kana vada zvavo hapana kana zvinonetsa dei vanga varipo vagona kutaura asi kuti vachadzoka handifungi because handifungi ameno tiramachiwa zama
regai timoramba tichidaro maita basa zvikuru vamakoni thank you so much, Chris. That was Mr. Makoni. He is saying that the many people may not trust the government. Why all of a sudden it is going to implement this law or this act. But at the same time, he is urging the government to be clear on the issue of taxes, whether people will be expected to pay taxes in those two countries they will be residing, their country of residence and Zimbabwe. And also, he is talking about the issue of dual citizenship, citizens being allowed to vote. He says South Africa just introduced that and people voted wherever they were. And it's something that cannot take time for Zimbabwe to say it does not have constituencies and all that. Regai tinzwe kuna vamambeu, vamambeu vari parunhare ndeve sangano reZimbabwe Exiles Forum. Vamambeu, togamuchirai muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda nokutikwidza muchirongwa makadiko vajonga navamwe venyu.
Aiwa tiri vapenyu, ndofunga mambonzi vavo vakindness paradza vachitsanangura. Tine urombo kuti nguva yacho iyoyo tatisedza tikufonerei asi manje vateereri vangu vachibva vangopindawo muchirongwa, nhare dzacho dzibva dzaramba dziri busy. Zvino nguva yamazopinda nhare yavakindness paradza yabva yadonha asi taurai zvenyu pfungwa dzenyu.
Chokutanga ndechekuti isu sevanhu vakagara munyika dziri kure tisiri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe chikuru chatinoda ndechekuti hurumende yedu bene yatibvumira kuparticipeta munhau dzekusarudzwa kweutungamiriri nokuti tinoda kuzibene hurumende yanga yagona kuziva kuti kudiaspora kunovarwa kunzi kungangova nevanhu vanosvika 3 million saka kana nyika ine vanhu vanosvika 3 million vasina chavanogona kutaura pamusoro pekufambiswa kweutungamiri kana kwepolitics dzenyika yavo izvozvo zvinotibata bata hazviiti kuti izvinto zvakanaka saka vangauya neurongwa hwose hwavangauya nahwo asi kana urongwa ihwohwo husingatibvumiri kuti tizokwanisa kutsarudza mutungamiri anotungamira nyika yacho yeZimbabwe zvinoreva kuti havasi kufambidzana nesu chatinoziva ndechekuti pari zvino mwana woga woga uri mudiaspora ari kusapota kumusha nekutumira mari nguva nenguva inonochengetedza vabereki vatakasiya nevana vari kuenda kuchikoro iyoyo mari ingatofananidzwa zvikuru neforeign direct investment nekuti imari iri kupinda mukati menyika iri in foreign currency terms saka mukutambudzika kwese kunenge kuchiita nyika kwairi kuita kushaiwa nhau yemari kushaiwa nhau yekuti foreign exchange inoiwana kupi isusu takamira nenyika hatina zuva ratakamboramba kutumira pfuma kunyika yeZimbabwe kuti inogona kubatsira saka chokutanga ndechekuti vaparadza ngavadzokere vanoudza utungamiriri hwavo kuti isu sediaspora ngavativimbise zvomene mene kuti tichaparticipata mumageneral elections ari kuuya muna 2023 ndochokutanga kana vazodero ngavachizodzoka vachitana ngurura chikonzero chaita kuti vabe kuisa mutemo wavari kutarisana nawo kuti zvabvira pati chii chakonzera kuti vasvite mafungiro iwayo tobva tazvitarisisa avo tozvikongorora nekuti kana iri nhau yematex iriyo yavari kuda kuita hurumende haifaniri kuita hurumende yekungwarira paduri pehuko yekuda kugonhodla chete pavasina kurima ngavapatarisise ipapo kuti kozvino ivo anodoshamisa mateksi acho nekuti ruzhinji gwevakauya kuno vazhinji vakauya vasina kana mapepa okufambisa vamwe vakapinda nemvura vachitiza zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vachitiza politics vamwe vachitiza ikonomi yakanga ichiruma saka zvose izvozvo zvinofanira kuti zvinge zvitarisiswa kuti saka taakuteerera kunotora kuvuma
ndokubatai muromo wamambe rambai nyimiri parunhare timbotora muteereri ndofunga tine muteereri Chris
yebo siyakuamukela kuhlelo
oh makadi changamiri muyakuluma here munotaura you speak
tinotaura
taura henyu zita ndiani
ndine mukoma hasla
mukoma hasla zita rakaoma here mukoma hasla
Yes.
Taura henyu.
I think nyaya yekuti vanhu vemudiaspora vange vaine konzero yekuvhota haisi nyaya yekuti tingakumbire yekuti tingajanzi tauda kunopiwa mapresident nafaga ikodzero yedu yekuvhota and more so you know munhu angati ada kutora tax or that thing from vanhu vari kudiaspora vasina kodzero yekuvhota zvaungofanana nekuvhimiswa nguruve nguruve yawaiuraya inourimbwa then pakuzodyiwa kwenyama you don't know kuti yakangwa yaitwa sei wodzingirwa gunde that's just the same as kuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vanhu vanotekswa uku vasikavhoti what we want is the right to vote you know and then determine kuti who is going to rule our country zvinhu development inofamba sei because at the end of the day you know kana usina kodzero yekuvhota haungofanana nemwana anorimiswa donje gore rese baba oenda unonopuwa mari yedonje vozonodya mari yonezvijachara vaenzi you can't control it so you have to have the right to vote first then we can then talk to that government but otherwise zvinhu zvavari kuda kuita is you know nyaya dual citizenship it's not even the priority is but kuti who is ruling our country because in the first instance kuti vanoende kuhondo it was not because of whatever reason but the governance of the day and nyaya tikuinza kuno is because of the governance of the day so we should be having the right to determine kuti ndana rutanga kunyika kwedu we might even choose to come back
Thank you so much, Mkoma Hasla. That's Mkoma Hasla. Matimuru kunyika ipi?
Ndiri Gaborone.
Gaborone, that's Botswana. Thank you so much, Mkoma. Ku Botswana vanovhota here vari kunze kwenyika zvizvaro zveBotswana.
I mean, yeah, I see nyaya yekuti inotomboda kunzi inokumbirwa kuna Father Christmas. Ikodzero yavo vanovhota even vari kuHarareko. Matswana anovhota.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, even our states, you know, tine somewhere. You know, who are even going to vote in October, but are going to score overseas. So it's not even a nyaya ingazi, kazonzi, tazonzi, nyanyofara, kudanzi, urumende, kana kuti we've got a listening president. In the first place, this is a type of mufanda, and yet somebody debate about.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Hasla.
Ndatena.
Thank you, Mr. Chris Gande, that's Brother Hasla in Botswana. We're saying diaspora vote is a birthright for Zimbabweans. It's something that should not be discussed.
Yes, it's quite interesting because mostly people are saying they welcome the move by the government to send the delegation, especially noting the dual citizenship thing. Now, Mr. Bango, maybe we go to Mr. Mambeu since he came later. Mr. Mambeu, what is your take on this issue about dual citizenship? Because it seems like the issue of the diaspora vote is outclassing the issue of citizenship. What do you make of this, the dual citizenship? Is it that important anyway? That's the first question.
Look. You know, what I can only point out regarding the Zimbabwean culture and mentality. In South Africa, where I stay, we have got people that buy a bed and send it home, and they come back. Mm. They will buy a fridge and send it home. They will stay in tin houses or kuku, to name it. Mm. And they are trying to invest and do something home. Dual citizenship is not a priority for Zimbabweans in general. They want to make sure that they've got a functioning country. Who wants to have dual citizenship when they are being called makwerekwere, when xenophobia is so rife at this moment? Nobody really wants that. The major issue here is the government must give the people the sacrosanct right, which is the right to choose their leadership, wherever they are. So at the end of the day, we are going to pursue all available avenues to make sure that the people of Zimbabwe that are resident in the diaspora are given the right to vote. In any event, those that would want to remain as citizens in foreign countries will have the right to do so in any case. Mm. But the biggest thing for the Zimbabwean national is, when am I going back home? When are things getting right home? There is nobody who is double-minded when it comes to going back home. Everybody wants to be home. So the dual citizenship issue, I think they have just started at the far end of the issue. They should have realized that the people of Zimbabwe are interested in choosing the government that they think will work for themselves. And at the end of it all, dual citizenship must be somebody, something that somebody will go in there and apply for it if they want it. If they don't want it, you don't need a delegation to come and advise people on dual citizenship. What is the matter? Why are we in a hurry to advise people on dual citizenship? Who has gone and clamored for dual citizenship? I think if, in any case, there are quite a few individuals. I remember Mr. Mawere, he did go to the High Court for dual citizenship. But the majority of Zimbabweans, they don't want dual citizenship. They want to be Zimbabweans. They want to remain Zimbabweans. That is the same reason why I said they are sending parcels back home. They are sending beds back home. And they sleep on the floor in the diaspora, hoping one, that one day they'll be able to go back home and live freely and productively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please, Ramba, Mr. Jifa wa Bango, Jifa wa Japi Bango, sorry for that. What's your take on the issue of taxing those in the diaspora once they have citizenship, but they cannot vote? Because I think that's one fear that many Zimbabweans have on this development. Yes, they may enjoy dual citizenship, but they won't be able to vote. At the same time, they will be expected to pay taxes to Zimbabwe and the country of resident.
In our tax, I think, as I've elaborated before, that I think taxing someone that you don't own a mazio with any normal muta kono seven zangapi normal wins, and I think that's totally unfair. So I think the best way that they can resolve this thing amicable is for them. Ukuthi banike abantu izinto into eqakathekileyo kakhulu eyenza ukuthi kube le confusion eningi kakhulu. Since I've been listening to these other guys who have been commenting, ukuthi there are so many things ezayenzakala elizweni lakithi ukuthi ziyakhulunywa, but at the end of the day they are not being done ngendlela eqondileyo, or zikwenziwa as if ukhona omunye umuntu ochatshela omunye ekoneni. But we don't want those things again. Abantu eZimbabwe into abayifuna kathesi ukuthi kube le clear path ukuthi nxa uhamba, you know ukuthi this is where I'm going. And nxa kukuthi kunje, if someone is paying tax, the question is ngeyokuthi going back home, uzahamba uyini uyohola ipension in Zimbabwe? If they will be able to pay a pension, even though singazange sasebenze eZimbabwe, then akuna problem. But if they are not going to pay, if bangasoze babhadale abantu ipension, as kukathesi akula muntu abantu abasebenza eZimbabwe. My father used to work at Dunlop, but my father was watshona akazange athole even a penny yepension. So those are the kind of things ukuthi sabe sisikhangela sibone ukuthi then how will they resolve into ezifana lezo nalezo? Because government should only not bengabi on the receiving side only. They should be both receiving side and on the other side again, promoting abantu aba those ones who need to invest in the country. So that's where the problem is, and that's where the problem relies. So if they can try and resolve those issues, I think that's going to be the problem. But I doubt very much which there will be any way which you can go and claim me, I'm a benefit in Zimbabwe, yet you're not going to be able to do that.
Thank you so much.
As funa ukuthi abantu abawe bephande if na ukuthi igovernment ifuna ukuthi incedise ngemali, let it be clear ukuthi igovernment ihambe ku diaspora, those ones to donate money to the government. Are we clear? Let us donate money to donate assistance ukuthi we are helping our government, but not donating the money under indaba yokuthi we are sigqoke iblanket yokuthi we are paying taxes. But ama taxes angasozakuncede kusasa.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bango. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller at now, Mlauzi, Chris.
Yes, Mlauzi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ufuna ukukhuluma kumbe uyatawura? Hello.
Hello, I'm Lousy.
I think we have a very bad connection right there.
Yes, pane paita dambudziko ne phone yavo. Regai timonzwa kuna vamambeu kuti vanoti vamambeu nyaya imwe iri kutariswa nevana veZimbabwe. Inyaya yekuti hongu iro danho rekuti kunge kuchiwanikwa dual citizenship idanho rakanaka hanzi rwendo rwe 1000 inonzi steps or what harungotangwa muri mapinda mu 1000 munotanga ne step imwe chete hamufunge here kuti inhanho yekutanga iyo yekuti pawanikwe dual citizenship then zvimwe zvozotevera
ako kana vakamanyira kaikoko vadzivo pane kumwise zvadzirini vanhu kuti vazoita kudual citizenship zvava zvemagarikwa izvo zvokuda kusarudza kuti ndorarama ndiri kurestere kana ndorarama ndiri kupi kana ndoita zvose chakakosha iko zvino tisingati kuvandirana ndechekuti tavhotera here hurumende iri kutonga kana iri hurumende yedu yatavhotera iri kutonga ndoyouya akatitaurirana nayo saka vanoda kugovuya sei tisina kuvavhotera vakavhotegwa nani isu hatina kuvavhotera izvo saka mapolisa avo haagoni kuapply kwatiri vasati vaita kuti vasarumbe kana tabva vasarudza ndopo vanozovuya kwatiri votaura kakuti nesuwo tichivapawo zvichemo zvavo kuti zvinyatso kugwadza kwazvo hatina kana mumiririri muparliamendi anenge akamirira diaspora saka tinotaura sei tisina mumiririri ngavatipewo chigaro chemuparliamendi kana imwe structure ingavapo inoshanda nesu chete inoziva zvatinoda nezvatinenge tida kuti zviitike asi chokutanga ndechekuti zvipepa tinazvo maembasi nemakonsulate tinawo munyika dzakati o tinokumbira kuti dei vatibvumira tavhota kana tichinge tavhota hurumende inenge yavhotegwa iri hurumende yasarudzwa noruzhinji ndo ichazoti ko munoda here constitution iri clear kuti vanhu vanokwalifya for dual citizenship saka iyo haisi yavo haimbodi kuti vaite campaign kana kuti vaikankate haimbodi izvozvo yakajeka munhu wangoda dual citizenship ngaangoita zvinofanira kuitiwa kana adangorinaunza zimbabwe citizenship anongorinaunza sezvaanenge angoda kuzviita zvakachena izvozvo hazvidi kuti hurumende inge ichipinda mazviri kureka but chakakosha panguva inoyi hurumende ngaaibvumire mwana woga woga wezimbabwe ava nemakore ekukwanisa kuvhota kuti agone kuvhota zvimwe zvese tozotaura nekuita futi kuti nhauya tatava nedambudziko yekunoti dambudziko rokuti kana mwana azvabva kuno consulate haichakwanisi kupa mapepa ngavape masimba kumaconsulate edu kuti vana vanenge vazvabva kuno voverify vopiwa mapepa vopiwa mabhecetiketi ikozo taimbozi munotumira mapepa pabhazi kana mavatumira papepa pabhazi vaisa muenvelope zvozonotogwa zvoitwa noumwe idisorganization yatisingadiwe saka ndokwavanga vachifanange vachibata kuti kuvana vatiri kuzvara munomu vatiri kupiwa here mapepa avo zvakakwana pari kufamba sei pakamira sei ngavambotaura ipapo tozouya hedu tichienda kunhau dzekuti vanhu vangati vatouga ruviri ungani dual citizenship but at the moment let's make sure that you are eligible to vote and you are able to vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mambe. Urambe nyimuri parunare, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, I think with the time remaining, we can play a special video which we made for our listeners and viewers. So for now, we would like to say a good night to Mr. Mambeu and Mr. Bango. Good night, Mr. Mambeu.
Thank you very much. Good night, to you.
Thank you. Join us next time.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Good night.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much. Yes, Jonga, I had a chance to speak to Mr. Mike Nguyuza, who is the leader of a choir called VUSA, or Voices of Southern Africa, you know, singers from all over Africa and a few from here in the United States. They had their 10th anniversary last year. Let's take a look.
God is the Lord of Africa, Njoba nazi abantu baseNingizimu Afrika uma badibana bathandana noba kusesifeni noma kusemshadweni noma belasidibana khona nje siyacula. Kodwa ke ngo 2007 ummeli weSouth Africa la eAmerica umnumzana uwelile Nhlapho nesandla sakhe owashona kodwa ubaba uMoyo bangumema bathi woza la uthathe abantu baseSouth Africa ubafundise le ngoma ekuthiwa yiSouth African National Anthem.
God is bigger than Africa, narupakani supermano.
Manje kwakungelula ukuthi sicule lo ngoma ngoba ishintshi
morena buluka tshaba ka Yesu ontelise jizwale hatsenye
bafake ilimi ezinye kule ngoma yenkosi Sikelela sekunesibhunu phakathi. Manje abantu abaningi bengafuni ukucula ngoba bangafuni lesibhunu ubuhlungu bayizolo be-apartheid. Kodwa ngoba ubaba uMandela na iSouth African government bavumile ukuthi le ngoma zihlangane ingoma zesibhunu nesingisi nesisuthu nesizulu zibe nyanda yinye sangathi kungcono sicule nathi le ngoma ngoba ngeke ishintshe phela.
Makube njalo.
Sibheke futhi ukuthi kwamanye amazwe njengaseZambia mhlawumbe naseUganda bathatha inkosi Sikelela bacale ngayo bafake okwabo ukuthi baphakamise amazwe wabo. Ngavuma-ke mina nabantu baseSouth Africa bavuma sadibana safundisana safunda ama-notes saze sakwazi ukucula sacula ngo 2007 nge-celebration ye-independence ngo-April yithe sacuwe.
Silo yini makanana, silo yini makanana, silo yini makanana, sibekisa mzali mali makanana, ilesh makanana, ilesh, ilesh, ilesh makanana.
Yes, that was the music of Vusa, the voices of Southern Africa. Yes, those voices are from people from Southern Africa And right here in the United States, I think I saw also an Asian lady. Yes, it's a mix. That brings us to the end of tonight's show, Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Thank you so much to Mr. Difa Wajapi Bango, Mr. Tino Mambeu, and Mr. Kindness Paradza, who joined us. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Nichitenda Mose, Makwanza Kupinda Mchurongwa, Nemi Makundikana, Zirongwa Zilipo, Mungwa Zinotevera, Morara Zakanaka.